All right, let us bring in Rich Waltz, a dear friend, and Rich is working the regional between in Nashville between Vanderbilt and Duke, and had a crazy day yesterday. There's so many players who've been drafted, Rich. I can't imagine how you're keeping up with everything.
Hey, how are you? No, this is fun. It's a super regional in Nashville here, home of Vanderbilt, and the number two overall seed. And it's fun for me. I was able to last week, I did the regional at Oregon State and saw Adley Rutschman, the first overall pick, and Vanderbilt got the fourth overall pick in J.J. Bladé. So for me, it's long ago I was a college infielder, so to dive back into the college game at this level has been fun, and it's the NCAA tournament for baseball, with all the changes they've made, you know, you start in a regional, you have to escape it, it's double elimination. Then you go into the super regional, which is a best two of three, and I like that. I like, because in baseball, one game doesn't, to me, determine a lot. So it's the best two of three, and that's what's going on this weekend. There's eight super regionals. The winners of those super regionals go to Omaha, which is the College World Series.
Well, yeah, we're looking at this list right now, Rich, of Vanderbilt players who were drafted last week. And I know you said that you had seen a handful of the players that were picked, or a couple of the players, but I'm looking at like a list of like 10, 15 guys here on Vanderbilt that are going to be playing pro baseball next year.
Well, Vanderbilt has had just an incredible run. Tim Corbin is their head coach, and he took over a program that was at the very basement of not only the SEC, but of all college baseball. And they've just had an incredible run for him. They've got, I think, 13 players in the major leagues right now. Pitchers, they're really good with pitchers. David Price, Sonny Gray, Walker Buehler. Mike Minor's having a great year with the Texas Rangers. And the guy that everyone is talking about now that I had a chance to not only see last night but sit down and talk with is J.J. Bladé. He was taken fourth overall by the Marlins. This is a left-handed hitter, guy that's 21, and the college game and Major League Baseball have come a lot closer to each other in the last 9 to 10 years. So in the last 5 years, 77% of the players taken in the first 10 rounds are out of colleges. And I think in this year's draft, 79% of the first 10 rounds come out of the colleges. So you look at a guy like Bladé or Adley Rutschman, and you have an easier time now than you did 10 years ago projecting them as major leaguers.
So what happened last night? What kind of a game did you have last night? You got Vanderbilt. I'm looking at a list of 10. Carmen put together this list of 10 players drafted in the 10th round or better from Vanderbilt. So what happened last night?
Well, look, Duke is that's the other fun thing about this tournament. It's just like the NCAA basketball tournament is Cinderellas or underdogs are really good. Vanderbilt is the number two overall seed because of they dominated the SEC. The SEC is the best baseball conference going right now. And Vanderbilt came into last night having won, get this, 25 of their last 26 games. And that's the teeth of the SEC, the SEC tournament, and then their first-round regional here, which they swept. And they're playing Duke. Duke was one of the last five teams in, or the last four teams in, was an average team in the ACC, which is a very good baseball conference as well. And darned if Duke didn't beat them last night. We had a three-hour rain delay to start and then a four-hour game. It was a tight game. Vanderbilt threw their best pitcher, and Duke scored 10 runs in the eighth inning and won the ball game 18-5. So they're back at it tonight. Game two is tonight. But UCLA is in a really tough spot. Michigan upset them last night. Stanford tonight plays at a really tough environment in Starkville against Mississippi State. That's game one for Stanford tonight. It's interesting. I mean, look, the one thing in talking to scouts about college, and the Giants draft is, a really good example of it. The Giants went heavy on college bats. And when they started to regulate the college bats, the aluminum bats, or the composite bats, about 7, 8, 9 years ago, scouts will say that it's an easier time now to evaluate hitters, and they have an easier time of evaluating pitchers because you no longer can have that trampoline effect. And I've had major league players tell me that when they get to the big leagues and get to the wood bats, that the wood bats they feel are better than the aluminum bats that they're using in college now. So I think when you see you know, the top hitters, the top bats coming out of college. I think that's because for talent evaluators and teams, they have a better idea of what that player is going to project to when they get to the big leagues.
It's an interesting philosophy. I was talking to Melissa Lockhart of The Athletic, who's going to join us a little bit later today, join Marty later today. And she and I were talking about the philosophy of drafting a high school pitcher versus a college pitcher. I know that I think some teams look at a high school pitcher and they say, well, he's raw talent. He doesn't have all the innings on his arm, but he is tougher to evaluate because he's facing worse talent. And I think there are I don't know that there are any teams that will say strictly, I'm not going to take a college pitcher versus a high school pitcher. What are your thoughts on that, just on how you evaluate from the high school level to the college level?
Well, the thing that I learned, having been in the big leagues for like 24, 25 years and having originally been in college as a player, the thing that I've learned just stepping back into it this year, and they sent me to an ACC game and I did an SEC game to prepare for the NCAA tournament for ESPN, is the player development component in college right now is incredible. Because the colleges, and a lot of it has to do with money, because the big television contracts for the SEC and the Big Ten and the ACC, all that football, basketball money, you can't put that in the bank. You've got to plow it into your athletic department. And as a result, these colleges, the facilities they've got, the technology they've got, the coaches they've got, a pitching coach at a major college makes a lot more money than a pitching coach does in the minor league. A head coach, the same with the manager in the minor league. So the player development component that they've got in college right now, I think really tilts maybe not a first-round potential pick towards going to college, though some have opted to do that. But if you're like a second or a third or a fourth-round guy and one of the top colleges comes to you, you know, making that choice to go to college is a little easier than it was 10 years ago because you know, and for the 3 years you're going to be there, from nutrition to weight training to medical attention to instruction to technology, whether it's, you know, all the cool stuff for pitchers and hitters now, you may be better off going to the colleges than you will be, you know, riding the buses in low A, and because you don't have the control of what organization you're going to go to.
That's a great point.
Great point. What about the kid Carter Stewart who went to Japan and got a guaranteed contract of $7 million over there instead of, and his whole made me think of it when you said ride the buses, because he'd be riding the buses for 3 years, making $1,200 a month after getting his bonus and then maybe getting to the big league. So this kid, a high school kid, ended up going to Japan.
And I'll tell you another, I mean, I think Hunter Bishop, the Giants pick, the 10th overall pick, is another good example of why college can be better than drafting out of high school. He came out of high school, I think it's Sarah High School in San Mateo, as a two-sport guy and decided to play baseball and did not have a lot of success his freshman or sophomore years down at Arizona State and really blossomed late. And a lot of that is player development and getting a chance. You know, sometimes the guys like that, if they decide as a, you know, 10th, 15th, 20th round pick, I'm going to go play baseball. If you don't show signs of progress in 2 years and you're not a you know, top 10 round guy, there's a lot of major league organizations that in two, maybe 3 years are going to say, I'm not sure about you, and may cut you loose. Whereas in college, they're invested in you. You've got the same coaches, same instructors, same everybody, and there's a little more patience for player development. So a guy like that blossoms after, you know, a so-so freshman and sophomore year, and now all of a sudden he is a top 10 pick. I think that's that path, the high school versus college, I think college was a better option for him.
All right, great point. Very good point. I like it. I love talking this kind of ball with you. All right, let's set up the game today. Come on, Vanderbilt could get knocked out today. Who's pitching for Vanderbilt?
This is a great story because you run into kids, and this is a perfect example of a guy that was a first-round pick would have been a first-round pick and said no. And so he was going to go to Vanderbilt because his mom wanted him to go to Vanderbilt. His name is Kumar Rocker, pitches for Vandy. His dad was Tracy Rocker, who won the Lombardi and the Outland Trophy as a defensive lineman at Auburn. His mom's parents immigrated from India, and so his mom was really high on him getting an education. So when Vanderbilt recruited him, it was essentially Vanderbilt against first-round money. His mom said, "You're getting an education," and he told all the big league clubs that called about him that, "Hey, I'm not going." So he's pitching. He's had a terrific year. They need all the pressure is on Vandy right now. Duke's one win away from getting their first College World Series since '61. And on the other side is a kid named Bryce Jarvis. His dad Kevin pitched in the big leagues for 13 years for 10 different teams. Kevin Jarvis.
Remember him.
And Rock, it's a great great contrast. Rocker's got mid to upper 90 fastball and a dominant plus slider. And Jarvis has the best changeup, they say, in all of college baseball. And I watched the video of him beating West Virginia in the Morgantown Regional. And they just, it's Trevor Hoffman-like. You know it's coming, but you still can't hit it. So
great.
That's the deal. And Vanderbilt's got to get their bats going. Blade's got to hit. He's the fourth overall pick. They've got a kid named Austin Martin, who is the many people feel will be a top 10 pick next year. And Vanderbilt's just, they have one of the best offenses going. And like I said, they boat race the SEC, which is not easy to do. So that's the... And we're going to get rain again here. But right. I guess if you're going to be stuck in a rain delay in any city doing a super regional. Nashville's okay, Marty. They just had the Country Music Awards. So the hotel lobby has been popping in the last couple of days. So.
Oh, beautiful. Great report. Text me. Let me know what happens later on when you have a minute.
During the delay.
Yeah. Well, you'll still be playing for our post game tonight. Trust me. Let me hear from you later. I'd love to catch up on the post game.
I'll let you know if I run into your buddy Tim McGraw. How's that?
That would be nice. Right. Come on. That is the nephew of Hank. Of Hank McGraw. And I'm supposed to go to his concert in Salinas, July 12th, something like that, Friday night.
You introduced me to him last year when I was in with doing a Giants game, and it's an incredible story. I'm sure his dad Tug, who he didn't know until he found out that he was his dad until later, was born in Martinez, and I'm a Martinez guy, too. So
I've always
had that connection to Tug McGraw.
Very good. Hey, Rich, great report. Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you tonight if you have time.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Rich. That's Rich Walls.